Well, we're doing something a little bit different today, and the first thing we're going to do is give you an opportunity to share something that you're really thankful for. So you might have brought a picture, a memento. What else do we say on there? That line? Pimento, Mentos, I don't know what. But whatever is symbolic to you or reminds you of or connects you with something you're thankful for. And we're going to have our mic runner available to run the microphone to you, and you can stand up where you are and show us what you brought and give thanks to anybody in particular. Yeah. Is it possible to have a Thanksgiving without ever giving thanks to God? Yeah, it sure is, isn't it? Is it possible for Christians to do that? It's possible for me to do it if I'm not careful. But I want to be thankful to the Lord. So if you'd like to share something that you are thankful for, now is your chance. Lizzie's on the ready with her mic. Carrie.
Well, I brought a little computer, and I'm thankful for this because we've got four kids, but only one of them lives in this area. So this little miniaturization allows us to actually talk face-to-face to our kids no matter where they are.
Amen. Great. Who else? Tracy and then Janie?
We got these as a gift years ago. Anyways, they're Spurs, and it just reminded me of how thankful I am to be in a body who wants to spur one another on for good deeds, and just having a privilege of being a leader in a small group who is really spurring one another on.
Yes.
So I just wanted to read Hebrews 24 and 25. And let us consider how we may spur one another on toward love and good deeds, not giving up meeting together as some are in the habit of doing, but encouraging one another and all the more as you see the day approaching.
I brought my health card. I've used this many times and for many operations and doctors and dental visits and didn't have to pay a penny. So I praise the Lord. Thank you, God.
Great.
What I brought was a couple of toothpicks. I want to show you something. You know, we came here to be part of starting up this congregation. And while we were here, God has allowed us to be a part, by being here, of ministering to others. He takes those broken toothpicks and he makes them whole again. Not only that, in the process, he adds flavor to our lives. And so I want to tell you, I'm really thankful for all of those who God has touched and shown us that we made the decision which was correct to come here.
Praise the Lord. Amen. Just go to Ellen there.
This is the cross that hung in my father's room at the nursing home, and I got it when he passed away. And it reminds me daily that I am thankful that God gave his only son to die on this cross and to be resurrected, because if that didn't happen, I wouldn't have anything else to be thankful for. Thank you, God.
Amen. Jeff?
I brought our wedding picture, and I just want to thank God for giving me a loving and understanding wife for 20 years.
And the two shall become three. I brought adoption papers for our daughter and pictures of her.
Praise the Lord. That's neat. Back here.
Just that way you don't have to run all over the place.
That's right, yeah.
I brought this little hope sign that I've always used kind of as a symbol, but there are times that, you know, there was only hope really to cling to, and it's always, you know, just praise God that we always have hope in God no matter what's going on. So.
That's and if you ever need hope, she has it.
Yep, there you go.
That's
it's in
right.
Our kitchen.
That's good.
Oh, I'm happy that I got my daughter with me. I've been happy ever since I had her.
I'm happy to have her as a mom.
Great. Okay, John, and then All right.
Yeah, I'm happy that God provided me with the most remarkable woman for a wife. And, you know, we kind of like decided to get married after we'd met three times. And I don't really recommend that. And I recognize, looking back at that, that most people would consider that rather foolhardy. But God was in it, and he really blessed me in spite of my rather impetuous behavior. And, yeah, so I really thank God for that.
Praise the Lord.
We brought this, it's something Pat made. She stitched it together, and it's got... show it. Anyways, it says, make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all ye lands. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come before his presence with singing. Enter into his gates with thanksgiving, and into his courts with praise. Be thankful unto him, and bless his name. Psalm 100, 1, 2, and 4.
Go to Judy back there.
As far back as I can remember, I wanted to be a mom. And in particular, I wanted to have a beautiful daughter. And the Lord blessed me with my Jessica. So I brought pictures of my daughter, Jessie.
We really should have everybody submit a PowerPoint slide of their thing so we can put it up there, huh?
Yeah.
I don't usually do this, but I'm thankful for my family, and I'm extra thankful that I've got my two girls and my daughter from California with us today.
I brought this scarf that I crocheted for my grandmother, and I got it back when she died. And I'm just thankful that I have a godly lineage, that I got to grow up with godly grandparents and godly parents.
Praise the Lord.
I'm thankful for, I brought my small group leader here today. And I'm thankful for Mike and his leadership.
You guys want to go to the hospital tomorrow for other reasons.
Herniated disc. And just thankful for our small group, our life group in general. They've been a huge support for us. It's been wonderful getting to know those folks, and we've just really grown together, and we've really seen God work through that group. And I think it's representative of just this body in general. We've just, since it's been a short time since January that we've been coming here, but we really appreciate this strong body of believers, and more than you know. So, anyway, thank you for that, Lord.
Amen.
I meant to bring a picture of my wife and my four children that she had made special for me for my birthday. Lizzie was born in February, and Diane took them all and had a pajama picture taken of all four of the kids and her. It was a beautiful picture. And my birthday's in April, end of April, April 27th. On April 23rd, Bern had had her tragic accident and died before I got my picture. But I'm very thankful for that picture. I'm also thankful for those children. They're wonderful children. And I'm so blessed to have a good wife and four wonderful children, and one in heaven and three here. And her death greatly affected our lives and this church's lives. I'd like to be with her, and I will be with her again. I'm thankful for what's happened since her death, that this church has grown spiritually and in numbers. I'm thankful for the effect it's had on the people around us. It's been good. But I miss Bernadette.
I brought my Bible because it's really helped me a lot in tough times in my life.
Amen.
I have my locket that one of my friends gave me in sixth grade. As some of you probably know, I am always wearing it. And I guess it like, reminds me of my friends and like all the good times in my life. So, yeah.
Sorry. I am thankful for pine trees that sit outside of our house. I think a lot of you have heard our story about how we got to New Vision. We had some pine trees that were misplanted originally.
But you refused to bring them today, huh?
I did. I couldn't lift them up. They're stuck in the ground. But those misplanted pine trees are what originally brought us here or led us here to New Vision. Certainly it was God misplanting them, and I realized that. And then I'm also really grateful and thankful for the first small group that I was a part of here at New Vision. I was a non-believer and walked into a group with Matt Lewis and the Cobbs and Dory Reynolds and Matt Kinsella and Joel and Pashkowitz. It was at the Frakers' house. Just an amazing group of people to lead me on that journey, and I'm
Praise
extremely grateful to them.
Amen. Amen, amen.
Well, this is going to sound kind of fishy, but I brought my fishing license. And it's a small thing, but what this fishing license has taught me that fishing really is not that much of a waste of time, especially when your family is with you and you're surrounded by God. All of my kids from top to bottom love to fish and love to spend that quality time together. And not only that, but now I've got... at least two new sons that love to fish. And as many of you know, they constantly outfish me. But it's more importantly than that, it's just the bonds that we have as family. That, you know, we're always there, but there are certain activities that we can all do as families, and it just really, really strengthens us. And so I'm very thankful for that.
Amen. You learn something every day. I didn't have any idea you like to fish.
I am thankful for the Mitchells. They have been, and here comes the tears, an influence in my life and in my husband's life.
Praise the Lord.
They have done so much for my family. And you guys, thank you. When I'm having problems, I look and think, what would the Mitchells do? Huh. They're a role model couple, role model parents, role model followers. Thank you.
Praise the Lord.
Thank you.
Amen.
I too brought my Bible. There's so many things that I'm thankful for that it's hard to almost choose, but yet this has to come first because it brings the good news of God's salvation for us. And I'm also thankful for my daughter Donna and her husband Richard, who lived it out in front of me and made it a reality for me. Thank you.
Amen.
Hard of the last 2 weeks what we should bring, and I just was overwhelmed by so many tangible reminders about how great God is and how he's worked and his faithfulness. So I guess I'm just thankful for the tangible reminders. In the last year for me, what's become so especially tangible as I look just the flowers and the plants around me, I planted a garden with my parents this summer, and I was able to see as I tend that garden and I have to pull the weeds, like what a reminder is of how we have to tend our relationship with the Lord. We have to, but also what great fruit and beauty comes from it, what a peaceful place it is to be. And I'm just too with the word, but this particular Bible, I've done a lot of traveling in the last year, a lot of transitions in life, and just been so thankful that no matter where I'm at, God is with me and he continues to work through it.
Praise the Lord. That's neat.
Enough, I'm thankful for a little play I saw called Heaven's Gates and Hell's Flames. At that time in my life, I was kind of messed up. I was trying to hang on to and let go of a relationship that I really needed to let go of, and I had done that, but I was still kind of in between, trying to figure out, okay, God, I know what you say, but I can't understand why I can't be with you and do this at the same time. Why can't I live on both sides of the fence? Sure. So I saw this play, and it's like, because I said so. You know? I'm God, and because I said so. And I realized, okay, your way is not better. I mean, your way is... Excuse me, I didn't mean to say that. Your way is not easier, but it's better, so I've got to just accept that. So I gave all that up and I said, okay, God, I'm going to follow you. And then I, you know, ran into some people from this church down at the river. I was walking one day, you were having this outreach, and if I hadn't done that, I know I wouldn't have made it because I wouldn't have had the strength. And like I always say, like I tell people, God's way isn't easier, but it's better. And I'm just thankful that God gave me something that little bit of something just to grab onto so that I could make it through and not turn back the other way. Because that would have destroyed me, and I know that. So that's what I'm thankful for.
I'd like everybody in my partnering place class to stand up. Come on, stand up. I am thankful for the honor and privilege of teaching these kids. I'd like everybody else who I've ever taught to stand up. I can't wait to see what you guys are going to do for God.
Amen.
And this year has just been really incredible so far, but I think it's because I've learned over the course of the years, the poor other kids over here had to suffer through me. But I'm really thankful for these kids. We have treasures, true treasures here, and it is really, really exciting to see what God is doing.
Amen. As everybody shares, I'm thinking, yeah, I'm thankful for that too. You know, and the thing I'm most thankful for here is people. And people who invest in other people like that, or people that include one of my sons in their fishing trip, you know, and build those relationships, or people that I've been in a small group with, or, and all of you really, you know, look around you. It's these people that are going to be around forever, not this church building, not this town, not anything else. It's these people, and we get to be blessed with relationships with each other and have the opportunity to invest in those eternal things. Yeah.
And I'll add to that, I'm very thankful for the work of the Holy Spirit and the way I've seen people here allow the Spirit to work through them, especially in the areas of personal healing of wounding and things like that. And what I brought is not mine, but it is a project that I'm working on. Coincidentally, as I was working on this, I thought, this is exactly what I'm thinking about. This is a very much loved toy that's been around the world, and it belongs to a kid who's now in high school, and it got a very much loved big dog got a hold of it, and this high school kid is very sad very sad. And so I said, let me take a look at it. I think we might be able to do something. Now, this has already been about 2 hours of work repairing this. And as I was working on this, and I'm thinking, it's coming together. It's actually going to look like something when it's all done. And I thought, I think when I see what God wants to do through the Holy Spirit working in people's lives and how I watch that happen in some people's lives, it's not that we're looking for that picture-perfect restoration of, like, what will be like in heaven, but we're looking for wholeness, and that's what I was seeing there was not perfection but wholeness. Mm-hmm. And I'm just so thankful that God's willing to do that with us, and I'm thankful for the pictures of people that I've seen who have allowed God to do that in their lives.
Amen. That's neat. To Katie, and then Natalie.
Well, I'm really thankful for a lot of things, my family mostly, and my lovely, wonderful husband. And I'm really thankful for what God did in my family's life, and now some of them are here every week, like my dad and my little sisters, and after praying for them for so long, they're here, and it's just nice to have them share all this with me.
Amen.
I really hesitate here.
I'm really thankful for my children, but more than that, that God opened my eyes to see His working. When I was little, I wanted 100 children, and we couldn't have any. So I really beat the bush for Eric. I really did. I did everything for Eric to find that child, and we weren't believers. When he was about 2, we became believers, and my eyes were really opened with Melissa because it was just God incident. You know, we thought, okay, let's do this again. I thought, I don't have it in me again. And I told one person that we were interested in another baby. And that one person told one person, and I got a call. And 3 weeks later, Melissa was born. And you couldn't have orchestrated it. It was only God. So I'm thankful that I know that it was God. And I'm thankful for Melissa and Eric, but that I know that I could see that it was God.
Amen. Amen.
I have my watch because it represents time, and time represents patience. And I'm thankful for the patience of God and for the time that He has invested in me and given me, and the patience to become what He wants me to be. And I'm a slow learner. I really am. Most anybody who's hung around me a long time knows that I'm slow to pick up new skills. I was fired from my first job for being too slow. I had parents that followed the Lord, and I was really young when I first said yes to God, and I've been so grateful for that. And I'm thankful for just the patience and the time that God has given me.
Amen. Somebody else back here then? No. Oh, Jen.
I have a picture here that's a collage of a whole bunch of special people. It's my family. And when I look at it, I just thank God for His creative hand. Mm-hmm. How creatively He knit together each one. And just the amazing, it's amazing how
what he invests to make one complete person, and how it can be different and yet complementary, and how he's using each one of them, again, in very creative ways to build his kingdom. So it's pretty cool. I got 7 kids, 3 of them by marriage, and 6 grandkids. And it's just amazing. I look at it and I go, I wonder what he's going to do next. Because he is such a creative God. Okay. Amen.
I just wanted to give thanks to growing up and having parents that taught me the Lord, and being surrounded throughout my life, working. My job has brought me opportunities to deal with people's stories with the Lord and things like that, and this church and the pastor. I appreciate the lessons I keep learning. Life is tricky, and sometimes when you start to think you know more and more, God will test you, or not God, but the devil will test you. And, you know, you can tell the right stories, but do the opposite. And it's always good to have those lessons learned that bring you back. Whenever I have a tough time, I turn to God automatically and pray for the strength. So, like we heard before, you cannot do it alone. Well, with God's strength, everything's capable. And thank you for my family, my girl, wife, I guess.
Yeah. You can call me a girl.
Yeah.
It's okay.
Great.
Okay, so I'm thankful, number one, for all the youth here and Cheryl and the youth leaders. You guys are like my second family, so it's just really nice to be able to spend time with you guys at youth group or quizzing or trips like Acquire the Fire. And then second of all, I'm thankful for my family who are here for me, even though I'm going through some really hard times right now. And I really, really do love you guys. So, yeah.
Amen. You guys aren't doing very well at alternating sides, but this is good.
Well, we figured she wanted a little more exercise. Actually, I was going to bring a coat in, but I forgot it out there. But this serves the same purpose. God reminds us that with the Israelites, they went 40 years in the desert, and their sandals never wore out. And God's been taking our family through a time of really having to watch him do that in our lives, to provide by having things not wear out, mm-hmm. by forcing us to trust there. And I'm realizing, and I'm thankful to God, he's kind of prepared us to trust him there now that we're going into an even harder trust time, which the barbers are already a year ahead of us in as the arrows start leaving the quiver. And that's another place where God's going to provide.
Praise the Lord.
Yeah. I just wanted to add something from yesterday that my next-door neighbor came home, and he was just, we talked a lot, and we've seen him have kids and grow up and everything. We share a lot of times together, and I will miss them. But it was the thing for us was the fact that, you know, he's shared most of, talked a lot about what he does in life. He's a high school teacher. He's also a football coach. So we were blessed yesterday because he pulls out of his car the state trophy for football Division I. He's West High School Steve Rucks, the coach. And it was just wonderful. So he gave me a moment to share with him the joy that he had, you know, and to see the change that he had in his life, because he follows God, too, even though it's Catholic, but it's still following God. So.
Great.
I wasn't going to
do anything, but I think you've all put it, helped it get to my heart to this. I'm thankful for my grandpa. for a lot of reasons. I was lucky to have him in my life for over 30 years. And there are a lot of things I didn't do in my adolescence and teenage years for fear of disappointing him over anything else. And so I think that kind of kept me to be a good girl, so to speak. And he walked me down the aisle with my dad, and it just didn't seem right to not have it that way, and I'm just so thankful that I could have that. And he really, really loved Sean, and every time Sean would have a hard time, like when his mom passed away and so on and so forth, my grandpa would always say, you know, why does it have to happen to our guy? And so I'm just, I really miss him for that. I think Sean does too. And I miss his hands and his hugs and his smile. And even when he was in the hospital and he couldn't smile because he had tubes and stuff, he always smiled with his eyes. So you knew he was smiling even though he couldn't with his mouth. And then I'm really thankful because even at his funeral, you know, with death comes life, and it was at his funeral that my mom just said, that's it, Lord, you got me. You got me back. And and he was a strong, strong follower of Christ. He was just his whole life. You know, he was an usher he was in the Usher Society for over 50 years, and I just kind of feel like an extension of that is now through my kids because they really enjoy coming out here and being an usher. And so I miss him, and I know he's always with me. But he's really formed a lot of who I am and what my family is.
Amen. About these two, and we'll be done. These three, good.
I brought my son because he's a month old and couldn't leave him home. And thankful. And I'm very thankful for him and for my husband. Because when I was a missionary overseas for more than a decade, I was single. And my goodness, I'm going to talk like an islander now. But sometimes the islanders, the men, like they would like build me a hut in the jungle and be like, "Will you marry me?" And I'd say like, "My idea of running water is not running to the beach to get some." And like sometimes they would knock on my door and bring me a bucket of fish, and I'd say, sorry, but I only take fish that are like dead already and cleaned. And I was like, God, do you have anyone for me? And I'm glad that I held out. And God has really blessed me with someone who knows how to fish and build. And so I'm very thankful that I met him and that I said yes.
Praise the Lord. God is good. These two here.
I think that every one of us have one of these, which is a program for church. And it, to me, it represents everybody here. The last year has been very hard for our family. And the support of everyone here is a gift to be coveted. And if you've ever been to another church, especially a mega church, and this is your first time here, you really have never had that. And I think that it's one of those gifts that God gives us by joining a body like this, and is really special and can't be duplicated. And it's something I'm thankful for.
Praise the Lord.
I'm thankful for Mrs. Fickett for bringing Bible quizzing into my family's life because it's really helped me to memorize the scripture and love Christ more.
Amen. Amen.
I'm thankful for my family raising me in God and telling me everything about Him. And, yeah.
Amen.
I am also really thankful for my family because they help me a lot when I need it the most.
Praise the Lord. Well, I did bring a couple of things. This is a picture of my family. And on our Thursday night small group, I picked out the icebreaker question ahead of time from the cool set of icebreaker questions that Dave Busley gave me. That said, if you were to write an autobiography of your life, what would the title be besides your name? And several of us first thought of derogatory things or negative things. But then I thought, my title should be More Than I Deserved, The Life of John Fickett, you know? And this is more than I've deserved. And I'm so grateful for the wonderful wife I get to be teamed up with and our seven boys. We have seven boys. They're all opposite. And that even we've had so much fun, good old high depth, deep spiritual, no, just fun, that yeah, as a family that I'm just really grateful for. And that's a picture is from our sabbatical we got to have a couple of years, 3 years ago, reminding us of that fun. So I'm really grateful for that. I brought this building today to say that I am, it was very difficult, but it's here. How grateful I am for this physical building, you know. This is really a tremendous asset. I've been a church planter. We've met in theaters. We've met in Grange halls. We've met in YMCAs. And we've met in different buildings. And it's a tremendous thing to have a building that we'll have to set up every Sunday morning. And to have a building that's this well suited to who we are as a body of believers and what we're about. It's just a tremendous blessing. And then, of course, most of all, we are all thankful for, I think, these folks. Look around you. The Lord is really good to us, people that are used by the Lord in our lives. So as you approach Thanksgiving, don't forget the thanksgiving. And there is one to whom we owe thanks for all of these things. And we can be really glad about that. Let's pray. Lord, how grateful we are. We really are grateful to you. And thank you, Lord, receiving each of these things as a gift from you, from our Father in heaven with whom there's no variation or shifting of shadow. Everything we receive, even the hard things, wind up being good in your hands. And we believe that you work in everything in our lives to make us more and more into the image of your Son, to bring us more into who you want us to be in our own likeness to Jesus, in the way you've made us. And we're grateful for that process, Lord, the fun parts, the hard parts, and all the parts in between. And we're full of thanksgiving and gratitude to you. We pray, Lord, that during this week as we have this national celebration, that we would also be full in our hearts of personal celebration in your direction, in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Go with hearts of thanksgiving. Thanksgiving aimed at the Father, who has blessed you with every spiritual blessing in the heavenly places in Christ Jesus. Amen.